Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing XFL, One Chance at a Second Chance. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. Now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing XFL, One Chance at a Second Chance. Today I'm going to explain why dumpies can be compared and learn from the XFL. The XFL is an American football league which first started at the beginning of the century. It gained some fans who enjoyed the new ideas it brought to the sport, but ultimately it failed. Years later, it's back on the scene, and it'll be interesting to see if it's a success this time round. Although it had supporters, the XFL didn't attract enough fans originally. This lack of attraction caused the league to fold, and in essence, it was dumped. The league has learned what went wrong and dusted itself down. It is now an improved sport and back in the spotlight, just like any dumpy could do. If you've been dumped, you need to make sure you are a better version of yourself in case your ex gets back in contact when you least expect it. You could suddenly be in the spotlight again and have a second chance to succeed. But please remember, you often only get one chance at a second chance. So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak, and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, please click the link in the description. So as you can tell from when I started this podcast, I am comparing the XFL with dumpies. And I'm trying to showcase the importance of if you get a second chance, you really need to take it, because most people and most sports will only get one chance at a second chance. So as I said, the XFL as a sport has improved, it's refined itself, and it will now be starting the season all over again, starting the sport in essence, this coming weekend. And it will be interesting to see whether it succeeds this time around. So if you're a dumpy, you need to consider that at any stage you could be put into the spotlight again. At any moment, your ex could reach out to you, and then you need to be ready, because you're only going to get one chance at the second chance. If your ex gets in contact and asks to meet you or asks for a chat, and you haven't improved yourself, if you're not a better version than they remember, then why on earth would they want to get back with you? In essence, a relationship can only start again, it can only grow from scratch again, if there has been improvement and if there has been a situation where problems have been resolved. So if your relationship ended because your ex didn't feel you was doing something, or whether they felt you was a bit too needy and doing something too much, i.e. contacting them and bothering them and hassling them, then whatever the situation was, you need to make sure that isn't the case now. So I'm going to go through a few examples of how you can make sure you improve yourself so you are ready for if your ex ever gets in touch again. So firstly, it is about your physical looks, your appearance, and how you're presenting yourself. So you need to make sure that you look a lot better than your ex remembered. So make sure you are going through a fitness regime, make sure you are eating healthy, make sure you are getting enough sleep, make sure you are subtracting bad substances from your life. Those type of things aren't necessary. And if you do everything like this, if you do everything I've just suggested, and you have a fit and healthy lifestyle, you will look better, you will look fitter, you will look healthier, you will look more attractive. Also consider how you present yourself. How do you have your hair, if you have it? How do you like to look with your clothes? What is your style? Are you presenting yourself the best you can? Because again, you need to be looking like a version 2.0 of yourself if and when your ex meets you again. You can't be looking like they remember. You need to be better. You need to be showing your ex, look, without you, I've improved. I don't really need you. But if you're interested, then, you know, maybe we can reconcile. But look at me now, okay? You need to wow them. If your ex gets in touch, it is because they've started to miss you. So they're already starting to wonder about you and start to consider the possibility of getting back with you. So now you just need to give them that extra push in the right direction by wowing them by how good you look. So the second thing you can be doing whilst you are waiting and hoping for your ex to get back in touch is make sure that you sort out your mental health. A lot of people do have mental health difficulties, and this can be very challenging. I do suggest you go and see a doctor and or a counsellor to help you with any problems you might be feeling in your emotions. In particular, you need to make sure that you're not giving off negative contact when you contact your ex or when you're interacting with anybody, really. You know, you don't want to be possessive, you don't want to be needy, you don't want to be aggressive, you don't want to be jealous. You need to make sure all of these things are out of your life, and you want to replace them with a happy, carefree, and fun attitude, because therefore you will be the type of person that other people want to be around. So whether or not you actually need to get professional help, or whether this is something you can just work through by yourself, either way, you need to make sure you are ready. You need to make sure you are healthy in your body, but also in your mind. Because if your ex gets back in touch, and all of a sudden you come across as very needy, very desperate, and maybe acting in a way that they remembered, then that is going to end things before they can even restart. So please make sure you are looking after yourself mentally as well as physically. So you might be now wondering, is there anything else I can do? What else can I do to put myself in a better position for if and when my ex contacts me? And that is to make sure you are socializing with new people. If you decide to join a new club, group, or class, you will be mixing with new people. You will then start to gain a new level of self-worth, of self-value, just because you are showcasing this new version of you to new people. You're mixing with new people. You're probably going to be socializing with them outside of a class, group, or club. And if you do that, it's just going to kind of radiate off you. You know, you're going to start to shine as a person if you've got that self-confidence, if you are mixing with people like most people should, because to be honest, human beings are social creatures. We are designed to interact with others, and you will just feel much better if you have people you're mixing with. Obviously, you've got your friends, hopefully, as well, which are going to want to spend time with you, but mixing with new people can give you a self-esteem boost, and this glow will come off you if and when you speak with your ex again. You will just have a new level of self-confidence. The additional bonus of this is that you might actually meet somebody that you prefer to your ex. Unfortunately, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. Nothing works 100% of the time, and I can't guarantee you that your ex will ever reach out again. Even if they do, it could be days, weeks, months, it could be a year, it could be longer. So you shouldn't be waiting around. Mixing with new people gives you the opportunity to make new connections. And who knows, you might meet somebody that you actually prefer to your ex. So going and joining a new club, group, or class will give you an extra benefit, not just in preparation for your ex, but maybe instead of your ex. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope you've realized why I've tried to compare the XFL in regards to the football sport and the ex in your life, if you are a dumpy, you know, you can be in this position where you get that chance of a second chance and you might only get it once. So please make sure you don't ruin it. Make sure you don't muck it up. Make sure you are prepared. And if you do everything right, and if your ex does get back in touch, you stand an excellent chance of regenerating, of regrowing, of redeveloping, of restarting your relationship.